MI3 Network. CMN Network.
You're off the line, somebody coming in, cutting in and out. I didn't hear who it was. You're cutting in and out. Can hold the repeater. I'm sorry, you can't hold the link, I should say. 39 SAM, Dayton, Ohio. They're not holding the repeater, whoever that is. They're holding the link up, I should say.
Kilo Delta 8, India Juliet November, KD8IJN.
Go ahead. KD8IJN. Is that you trying to get in a while ago?
Yeah, this is KD8IJN. Who am I speaking with? This is 79SAM.
Yeah, nobody but 79SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Was that you trying to get into the link a while ago?
I was trying to a minute ago. You have to pull that microphone away from your,
I can't hardly
understand you.
Let me get the HD over here. Zoom yourself come over last Thursday and took off the interface that I had been using and put on another one. Now it's got the system all messed up here, over.
Affirmative. Okay, well, hopefully we get that tuned back up, but right now you got a really hot mic. Anyway, it's getting it out there, and as you can see, I have the radio working. I got it hooked up finally. Finally got a little lull in whatever was going on around here. It's been fairly busy as of late, traveling and chasing and cooking, and yesterday was Barb's birthday, so that took all day, and so, yeah, I've been fairly entertained all day, or for the last week or so. Over.
Well, we just thought you were out of the country again, out of state, visiting Zimbabwe or Africa or Chad or somebody like that, over.
Well, it was almost a foreign country. I went to Tennessee, but I had to go by way of Kentucky. So, yeah, I was traveling internationally.
So, give me an audio report on these transmissions there, over.
Affirmative. Yeah, that's a lot better, whatever you're doing. When you had the mic close to you, everything was running together. It was garbled pretty bad. Over.
Yeah, well, that forced me to get the girly radio out of the charger and turn it on. So that's what we're using.
Okay. Is my signal okay?
not clean, but it's readable.
Okay, that's ambiguous. Not clean how? Is it staticky? Is it muffled? Is it too loud? Is it too quiet?
So to answer your question, I have to get the coffee, pick it up, and move back towards the control chair. Over.
Copy. Advising one complete.
Okay. We're in Sam Central. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Delta 8 India Juliet November, KD8IJN, seeking a audio check on the radio transmission. How am I sounding? Too loud, too quiet, too muffled, too staticky? Over.
Well, here in the 79 SAM link, 220 network headquarters, I guess we'll give you a B plus. Over.
Well, thank you, but you're still not telling me anything. You said my signal wasn't great. Tell me why.
Listen, fellas, don't push me around this early in the morning. I just can't handle that. I'm old, and I'm not healthy. And so I could go on with that, but it seems like it's like a lisp in there with you. But it's not anything that's hindering you, your signal, your audio, or anything. It's just... Every radio's got a different ID, I think. Now, the other things that I'm getting reports on here after the new interface install was there's a hum in there with me, and of course the audio's is too much yellow, if you know what I'm talking about, if you're on Echolink. You got the blue box, the blue audio box at the bottom of the Explorer View page. And when that thing is almost hitting the, bouncing off the right-hand wall there with a lot of yellow, that means it's way too hot. Over.
Okay, roger, I copy. Yeah, it's, I don't know, this could very well be the microphones or whatever. I'm trying to enunciate as clear as I can. But yeah, as far as the Echolink goes, when you're talking on the phones or something, yeah, it's, you want to make sure that the signal's as clear as you can get, and sometimes it's just not. I understand completely. So, yeah, I had to go down to Tennessee. My buddy down there was quite sick, still is quite sick. They're still trying to determine exactly what the problem is. They don't know for sure yet. But, whatever it is, I'm thinking it's probably liver-related, but we have to wait and see for sure. Over.
Well, there must be something that would get you that thought, that thinking. So, and I'm not going to ask you for his background, so it could be a myriad of things. Anyway, the old pop stopped by here yesterday, and right before the nurse showed up, and he brought me back some coax here that I think it's solid core. It could be 2013 Jetstream, which is double shielded solid core. And I don't know the length, but it's a pretty good thick roll. I'm thinking this could be 100 foot. So with that said, here in the last actually week or so, I have been rethinking about a moving an antenna over to my TV tower, which I wasn't going to do that. I was just going to keep that TV only, but there's certain aspects of the install that would make it maybe favorable, a lot better shape, a lot better signal. Putting the big wheel over there, because it'll be at the very top. There won't be anything running right through the rings like I've got now. And according to His Majesty there, the King of AM and the sideband, WB8LNG, the troublemaker of the West, is ranting and raving all the time that he can, that that's what I should do, and how terrible it sounds right now. So there's that there, over.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Oh, by the way, I want to let you know that we have brought up some repeaters here. Let me see if I can look over there and see the page. Well, that was a Moline, Michigan coming in there, an IDN, which that's John's repeater. I think it's between Moline and Grand Rapids up that way. You're probably familiar with that territory better than I am. And then, of course, we've got the Kettering link in here, which seems to be working fairly good. I've requested that they up the TOT to 6 minutes instead of 3, I think is what they've got it on. Like keep, we get long-winded operators here, cancels it out, and I got to reapply it. Then we also got the W9 Indianapolis 220 repeater checked in, along with, let's see, who else here? John Kettering. Well, the good guy, Chicago's here with us today, this morning. Maybe Tony will show up there. He's in the loop, as they call it, over.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad to know that all of them are all linked up. That's good news.
Well, the other thing you got to remember is each one of those are linked to other nodes. Repeaters, links that I'm not even aware of. So it could be crossing many miles and going as far as you can see. You can see for miles and miles over.
Affirmative, anything kind of 30 times along. That's good news. It'll be interesting to know how far the signal's going. Over.
Well, it's all on the idea of making T20 great again. And that's our theme, that's our motto, over.
Affirmative. Okay, well, I want to get me a cup of coffee. I just wanted to get this ready. I had a few minutes to sit here and fiddle with these. So I wanted to get this radio up and operational again. It is working. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I'm going to get a cup of coffee, and then I have to go here before long. I'm expecting a visitor shortly to pick up some distribution, and then at that conclusion, I have to hit the road. Good to meet you guys again.
Yeah, sure, right. Nothing more to say, I guess. Here today, gone tomorrow, is what they say. At least that's what I've heard before. Over.
Oh, no. I'm here today. I'll be here tomorrow. And I'll be here the next day. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. So, or the blizzard don't come, or the torrential rains don't come. Who knows? The weather's been pretty crazy as of late. It's cold outside right now. And, that is not desirable, but it is what it is. Can't fix it.
Well, by the way, I do have over here on the bench table, whatever you want to call it, I have 144-200 up. I don't know if you can make heads and tails out of that this morning. Over.
Okay, well, I'm sure it's in this radio. I'll, it's operational and turned on yet?
Say again. You're talking way too fast, over 90 mile an hour.
244.200, batteries up or operational, turned on.
Oh, no, no, that I can tell you that when that crazy guy, Xenia Phil, was over here Thursday, we had broke that down and taken the radio out, but he's running his problems, he says. And also, to add to that, I now have made contact with Dean, the 220 manufacturer from out of Wisconsin. He told me in the last many years he has manufactured, made up over 160-some 220 repeaters. So he's qualified here, over.
Well, that's interesting. So I wonder where those all went. That would be kind of interesting to know. Over.
He told me that they went every direction, all over the world. More in the lower 48, of course. Also, the whole idea of the connection to him was to figure him out on if he could help us with a new controller here that would be compatible for Echolink and AllStar. He did tell me that you can run both of those off of one IP address. That was a big question for both me and the wizard from Xenia there, over.
Okay, well, that's very good. That's good to know, because that would be an issue that you'd want to know. If you can run them both off the IP address, yeah, that's all right. Over.
Well, the whole idea here is to bring a controller, what would they say, a late model controller, instead of a 90s controller is what that is, like 97 maybe. Possibly 95, 6 maybe, I don't know. Somewhere right in there. And so we can bring on the node 59857. Node 59857. It belongs to the one, the only W9SAM-L, over.
KD8IJN.
Yeah, you gotta say that because of these guys out there that are all over the country here, they don't know where we're at. And we do bring operators in here in the mornings and formulate some activity. There's mornings though that nothing happens. Nobody's here. The other day I think I had 8 connections going, and I didn't hear anything for like 3 or 4 hours. Unbelievable, over.
Well, it's according to time of day. You know, people out there are still working, so there's that. And this may be more of an evening thing. There's not a bunch of guys sitting out here like they do on the HF and just sit there and bump their gums all day, because on the HF you can hear them bumping their gums all day long. It's over.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, I have an SDR. I've got several web SDRs that I can bring up on the front room computer and even the shop computer. I need a new repeater, a new computer for the shop, and pretty bad. If you see anything laying around that works better than what I have, bring it over, and we'll replace it. In fact, I think the one out there is the one you gave me as well, the last one I think you gave me. So, but I'm willing to put some money down, but I just don't know which one. And I guess I should have an 11, I suppose. I don't know. So anyways, the whole question to Dean is, can you bring me, can you make me a controller that is compatible with what I have already? And so, and I said, I'll tell you what, let me just turn this conversation over to Xenia Phil and let you and him talk, because you guys can talk better than I can listen to what you're saying and figure it out. So I gave that information to Xenia Phil. He was going to try to contact him with pad and paper and write down things and be enlightened. You know, Alex got us to where we're at now. Now, Alex has got out of the hobby, I think. And now the reports I'm getting is he could be hurt. And he was trying to get his airport, his flying credentials and everything, but we don't know if he got it yet. You know, he's a youngster, 30s, I guess. So there's a lot of future for him there, over.
Okay, I got it. Well, I'm interested to know what comes of that conversation. It would be nice to know if something could be done to put that repeater back online with the Echolink and All-Star. That would be that'd be interesting. KD8IJN, over.
Anybody online wants to get a conversation? Chicago, Michigan, or Indianapolis, there, over. Now, yesterday, N9AIM was on here for a while, and he was going, he was checking his station out through some links and repeaters, but I don't see him today. But he might sneak in here through one of the links already brought up or repeaters brought up. He's in Brownsville, Indiana, is that? Brownsville. I don't know. Check that. But he's a 220 operator for going on 50 years, maybe, over.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, hey, I want to leave the radio on, but I want to go ahead and make a pot of coffee and such and get myself together for the day. So I'll be listening, or I'll be on the side. KD8IJN.
Well, that's good to hear. That's all I ever like to hear from you on the side when you're not transmitting, so you can stay abreast and keep up with us. Things move so fast, you can miss something if you're not paying attention. So here we are, Wednesday. So a Wednesday day would include possibly a list of things. But either way, let's hope it lifts some warmer temperatures. I haven't been outside in the last three many days because the temperatures have been terrible. I've got things to do at the credit union today. In fact, Monday I should have been up there. And I need to make a run to the IGA market, you know, possibly even Kroger's. It's, you know, cupboard's almost bare. And I gotta tell you, I did try that lasagna you brought over, and pretty good stuff. Now, I haven't brought any more. I think I'm gonna go out there today and take another stack out of the freezer and put it in, maybe two stacks, and put it in the refrigerator down below, so it'll thaw out and be ready to warm up and well, devour there, over. Brought some over before and it was really good. Well, it was a year or two or three maybe, something like that. And I remember it was very good. So, of course, I'm a lasagna lover anyway. Italian food stuff. So So, anyways, there's that. I haven't heard Tom out here for a few days, but he'll surprise you and all of a sudden show up. Now, his code word is Coca-Cola Tom. Over. That's his code ID. Coca-Cola Tom. Or you can abbreviate Coke Tom, Tom Coke. Let's see. Team Tom, Tom Coca-Cola, maybe. There's a variety of IDs, I guess. You can see he loves Coca-Cola, so does Helen. And so do I now. They've got me hooked on it again. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Anybody online this morning at your station there? How about 2 meter on Indianapolis? Anybody hanging around over there? Over.
Yes, I'm KE9ELM in Greenfield here.
Ah, okay. I knew there's somebody out there. But I thought, well, you know, they're eating breakfast, doing dishes, mopping the floor, painting the kitchen. You know, it's a variety of things they could be going. They can't pick the mic up. But I knew eventually somebody would show up. So, well, good morning. Looks like we're approaching 30 degrees here. The sun is trying to make its way out. It's bright. Seems like there's a hazy overcast, though. But like I was telling the IGN there, just so it gets, just so it warms up. That's all I'm looking for there. Over.
Yeah, I'm looking for the same thing, Sam. I understand it's supposed to get, I think about 47 or 48 here in Greenfield today. So I'm waiting for it to warm up, and then I'll probably take the dog for WALK. I don't dare say the word or she's going to get amped up and get all over me about it.
Well, you got to remember, this is the day of code talk. Secret innuendos. And that kind of thing. Something to throw you way off the path of knowledge. So, anyways, but I'm watching Perry Mason here, and he's got Hamburger right where he wants him. Over.
Oh, I used to love that show when I was a kid. I watched it with my grandma all the time on a black and white TV. And always loved the way that Perry broke him down on the stand and made him confess. You know, Perry Mason never lost a case, you know.
Au contraire, my Hoosier 220 friend, he has lost a case, at least one that I'm aware of, and he was a wreck over it. Dellet found him almost unconscious at his desk in one episode, all roughed up, looked like he never slept all a wink that night. Probably out drinking, hitting the saloons, up and down Dixie Drive. That's our saloon thing over here in Dayton. So. But yeah, most of them, he lays Hamburger out. And Willis Bocci, one of the judges, who's a longtime actor on a lot of movies, a lot of shows. He's the train conductor on The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. He's also one of John Wayne's general friends on the Horse Soldiers. He's usually a judge on here, and I just love him when he's up there judging. Found the gavel there, over.
Yeah, apparently you're more knowledgeable than I am. I haven't seen that show, I'll bet 30 or 40 years, but I do remember watching it with Grandma. It's one of the few shows that me and Grandma both liked, and I used to like how Paul Drake would come up and kind of whisper that critical piece of information in his ear, and boy, he would use that to just break somebody down on the stand.
Well, yeah, well, Perry's up there grilling somebody on the stand. Paul Drake appears at the doors. He turns around and he says, "Your Honor, could I have a moment?" "Go ahead, Counselor." So I know the words well. And I got a 55-inch new Samsung screen here on the wall, and it's like I'm hiding in the courtroom with them. Over.
Yeah, QSL. Now it's still a black and white, isn't it? It's not a color. I believe it's probably, at least when I used to watch it, it was black and white.
Yes, you're correct. They are all black and white. I don't know if he had a color. He may have when they got into the 60s. I think I heard him tell Johnny Carson one night that he had 180 Perry Masons, a certain year to a certain year, and some others. So, of course, then he went to all those other things, Ironsides, and, there was another one, I think. I can't remember, but... rolling around in a wheelchair, you know. Such as the TV of the 60s there, over.
Yeah, I watched Ironsides a little bit, but I didn't like that one as much as Perry Mason. I remember him being in a wheelchair on that one, and I don't think I kept up with it quite like it did Perry Mason, so I like that one better.
Yeah, I agree with you, yeah. Well, the Perry Mason, the ones I enjoy are the very first ones. It's a little bit more of a faster pace with his characters, with all the characters, actually. And, of course, Trag's always wanted to arrest him. Hamburger applauds it. And you'll see a lot of actors come through that would become big stars from there on, but they started with, Perry Mason and his courtroom annex, you know. And, when I was a kid, I used to watch it, too. In fact, when we moved up to where I live these days in this area, I had my own TV in my room, black and white TV, and I'd sit there and watch Perry Mason on the reruns at 11:30 at night. But you know, I'm MTV here, and Dayton may still have them coming on at 11:30 at night. So, but the older ones I don't care for too much. But the younger ones, the real old ones, I really like. But, you know, that's MTV for you, over. I should say MeTV is what it is, actually.
4 hours a day, music videos, no commercials, and then over time it went to just about anything you can think of but music videos.
Yeah, I was saying MTV, it's actually MeTV. You know, I watch MeTV and Antenna TV. Those are the ones that have the old shows on them that I like. A lot of the shows I don't like. But at least they're seeing some form of TV on the screen that's actually watchable. The stuff on the big CBS on, I don't even turn there. I'm not interested at all. It's policemen, firemen shooting the guns, which they're against publicly, but yet they use them in their Hollywood stuff, and MeTV, and I watch a lot of CBS cooking shows, but you gotta remember, I'm retired here, I don't have nothing going on, so I sit here in my front room ham station enjoying comfortableness, coffee, and TV, over.
CMN Network, 220.
And I do not watch the CNN Network.
Yeah, I don't watch any of the mainstream media, even Fox News. I don't watch any of them. I go to a website called Citizen Free Press, and that's basically where I get my news from. I don't trust them. A lot of the mainstream media is just so daggone biased. It's more like an opinion piece, you know, than any kind of factual piece. I kind of miss Walter Cronkite back in the day. I thought he was pretty good.
it's getting worse and worse every day. And don't forget Huntley and Brinkley. Good night, David, you know.
Yeah, I used to like Walter's engine commentary, you know, and that's the way it was. And he would call out the date, you know, in the year of our Lord, you know, 1976 or whatever. Yeah, I just liked the way he did it. And he seemed pretty objective most of the time instead of subjective like you get now. It's just an op-ed. It's just an opinion piece. There's no real facts in there. Oftentimes, they're just, you know, flat-out lies.
Well, I mean, look at what we got today. The left is just making a mess of things. So, I can remember in the seventh grade I was, right at the last period of the day, knock at the door by math class. My young teacher, math teacher, turns around, shuts the door, turns around, walks to her desk, and breaks down in front of the class, and we're all, what, you know? Well, here the news came about President Kennedy. And so we rush out to the bus, and as the bus takes us home, I get home, turn the TV on as soon as I walk through the door, and there is Walter Cronkite just saying, it's now, and he's looking up the clock saying that he passed away one something in the afternoon. He took his glasses off and looked up at the clock. I just caught that as he was doing it as the TV came on. And, of course, that started the whole weekend as a mess. Then Sunday, of course, we had Oswald go down. I can remember all that back then. That was a long time ago. I mean, I was, what, 12, 11, 12 years old, and I'm 74 now, so there's a big, long gap there, over.
I'm 60 years old, so can't say I remember, you know, seeing it on TV or anything, but I do remember my mom was a big, big fan of JFK. She really liked him a lot, and I remember when Elvis died, my mom was huge, I think she cried for 3 days when Elvis died.
Well, yeah, America did, too, and the world. My mom, I can remember before we moved up this way here where we're at, back in the elementary days, over in Kettering, Ohio, suburb of Dayton. The news came of Patsy Cline getting killed. My mom, she cried for a month. But that's all we heard on our stereo, Emerson stereo that my dad had bought. Patsy Cline and a lot of country music, I'm familiar with all that. Anyways, we got my new shower finally, a walk-in shower. I still need to do some things. But now I can at least take a shower. And wash my hair. How about that? Over.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty necessary item unless you want to start stinking up the house. Yeah, got to have a shower. And boy, a good warm or hot shower is always nice. I remember when I was in the Navy and the ship was in port in our home port, we were steam powered. And of course, when we were in our home port, we weren't under steam. All the heat was created by steam, so you had to take cold showers. Even in the winter time, super cold water coming out, fastest showers I ever took in my life.
Something like that is throwing you into a cardiac standstill. Make you pile up on the shower floor there, over.
Oh, yeah, it just about got me a few times, I think. And, of course, in the winter, you know, the water's coming from the water tower, and it's ice-cold water, so that's what you got to shower with. And like I said, Malay, you get wet, you soak down, you rinse off just as fast as you possibly can and get out of there. Now, when we were underway, going somewhere, we were under steam. We had, the water was just the opposite. Sometimes it would come out so hot, it would just spit out steam on you.
Holy moly. That makes me shiver just hearing you talk about it.
Well, Wow, such was the life of a sailor on an old tin can destroyer that was made before I was even born. I'm sure they're a little bit better now.
Well, they probably got the comforts of home now. When a man is comfortable, he's a better fighting man, right?
That's true. Napoleon once said that an army marches on the stomach, so if they're not fed, or well fed at least, you're going to have problems. But yeah, all these newer ones are nice. I was on a newer frigate one time. I got transferred to a frigate. I had to go to a consulate in Brazil and come home. But anyway, this new frigate actually had air conditioning piped into everybody's rack. I couldn't believe that. And they had two chow lines. They had like the hamburger and hot dog line, you know, the quickie line, if you want to call it that. And then they had the main course line. Boy, we didn't have any of that. No piped in air conditioning. It was hot as heck in there in the summer and cold in the winter. And we only had one chow line. And you know, whatever swap they fed you that day, that's all there was.
Well, consider what's going on now. I mean, I don't know how many tin cans they got around the vermouth over there trying to get the oil stabilized. I mean, the Trumpster's playing his cards, laying them on the table almost. I don't know if he's got a winning hand yet. So far, maybe he does have a winning hand, I should say. But when's he going to call, you know, and take all the money? So I can't believe these people got all these drones. Where are these drones coming from? It's like they're growing them on trees over there. Jeez, over.
Yeah, these drones are really changing the nature of warfare. And, of course, with Trump, he only seems to be three or four steps ahead of just about everybody else. So I'm sure he's got something up his sleeve. You know, he's sandbagging something there.
Oh, I agree. You can count on it. I just wish you'd get over with. Because there's people that are suffering that don't need to suffer. That's the problem with this. The ones that need to suffer, they're down there, they're hiding, and they're... Of course, a lot of them are dead. They caught them off guard and got them. And I was here the other night, I think they got somebody else over there, one of those hypo-cow heads. Take them down and take all their camels away from them, over.
Yeah, that seems to be the plan. Assassinate any possible leaders, you know, number two and number three in the lineup, and basically degrade their war-making capabilities to the point where they can't do anything. But I just hope it doesn't blow up into something bigger. I'd like to be as short, concise, get it over with. If we have to put boots on the ground, which you often do if you want to do it right, I hope they put the bad boys out there and, you know, they get the job done.
I'd say send the Dirty Dozen over. Let them do it again, over.
Yeah, there you go, Sam. The Dirty Dozen. Yeah, those are the guys who need to send over there. Wasn't that a TV show back in the day? I think it was, but I don't really remember that much about it.
It was a great movie back in 67. And, you go on YouTube, you can find it. Relive it again. So, Ernest Borgnine, Lee Marvin, my guys. Great actors. And some of those guys. That was one of the big movies of the year. Heck, I was still in high school. Anyways, this HT that I'm holding, this girly radio, is starting to get hot. That's another reason why I don't use them. It was reported to me that my 50-watt radio was a mess this morning, courtesy of the guy from Xenia. So I get back over here and fine-tune this thing and make it back the way it was. I told him not to touch it and mess with it, but he did. Now it's a mess, see? Why do I gotta suffer? Anyways, I'm gonna give you a 73, and stand by and listen. I hear the tornado siren going off. They're testing this morning. But I tell you, I'd like to go down and get some food. I'm thinking about getting in the van and either going down to Horton's to get some donuts or McDonald's and get a Big Man breakfast. I gotta go get something there, over.
Oh yeah, for sure. You gotta get your breakfast in. And if I was you, I'd go for the big boy breakfast over the donut. But yeah, 73 to you. I got a new channel I gotta add to some of my radios here that I've recently I picked up just doing a band scan. So I'm gonna add that to my channel list, and I got a couple radios I gotta reprogram, keep them all up to date. Boy, keeping channel lists and programming up to date, but it's not a full time job.
Well, now, are you coming through to me here?
Yes, sir, I am, Sam. I'm on a gauge that won't transmit out of band. It will not do 220. Even if I Mars capped it, I don't think it would do 220. And, of course, I don't really have a 220 dedicated antenna. It's just a 2-meter 440 antenna.
Well, heck, man, make that a goal this year. To get 220 up and running and workable. It wouldn't take much. You could probably, I don't know how far away you are from the 224-800. Even a Magnum Mobile mount. Let's see, a Comet Mobile 333. You know, a tri-bander. You can put it on a coffee sheet, cookie sheet, whatever you want to say. Put it outside up in the air some. You should be able to do fine with it. But I tell you, I don't know what radio you use in the open. A lot of people are using these HTs now. I don't know. Get a 50-watt radio. You know, well, I use Anytone here. I got several Anytone 50-watt radios, monobanders, and they work really good. In fact, I got one on the link. We put a 910 plug in the back underneath the heat sink and got that plugged into the computer out there and sitting on Echolink. That's how we're making it over to you. So I got a link, W9SM-L, that's link. Works great. Maybe you need to think about that as well. It's easy to do if you know your way around it, that stuff. I don't. I got to have somebody come in and do it. I got enough to be dangerous, let's say. But anyways, thanks for jumping in here with us, and we'll talk again, I'm sure. And hopefully it'll be a little warmer. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio, 73.
Okay, Sam, I'll let you get your breakfast, and I'll get on with my programming. I'm still in coffee mode right now, so a big 73 to you. This is KV9EOM.
Roger, roger. Well, we're making 220 great again. Bye-bye.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
Kilo Delta.
CMN Network.
Well, I expected more than that. CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I'm calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net into session. I am located just south of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146.970W9LY VHF FM analog and now All-Star connected, which is also connected to the DMR Talk Group 31146, which is the LPC ARC DMR Talk Group. This repeater is located at the tower Schultz Road in 35 North, the 160-foot concrete tower, And then we have the 146.610K9GSI VHF FM analog located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm. And last but not least, we have the 441.950W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM digital wires X connected, also located at the tower Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146.970 repeater, negative 600 offset and a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. And in case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610 negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the lpcarc.org website. And if you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, we have ham.live and look for lpcarc information net. We use this logger to log check-ins, and there's a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check in via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers, phones that have a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account. It is free. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. For the check-in portion of the net, I'll ask the club officer check-ins first, followed by short-timer mobile stations, then I will go through the ham.live list as I have it at that time. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or even just the radio and antenna you're currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. All right, we'll now take check-ins from any current club officers. Any current club officers, this is HC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Okay, hearing no club officers, I will now ask for mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
9-3-I-3.
All right, acknowledging N9ZIP, and I think somebody else was trying to get in there. Sound like they were trying to come through the All-Star Network. Try again if I didn't call your call sign. Okay, hearing nothing, we'll go with Ken, N9ZIP. Ken, do you have anything for the net?
I have nothing tonight, Kurt, just lurking around here. Wanted to say hello, and hello to everyone on the net, N9ZIP.
Okay, Ken. Well, thank you for checking in, and my apologies for not getting a hold of you this weekend. I didn't realize that I missed that until today when I was looking through my text messages. My apologies. I probably could have made some time. We could have got together, so I'll have to plan something with you soon. So, Ken, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Any other mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
Kilo India, 9 Echo.
Okay, acknowledging KI9E. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, to everyone on the net. No traffic this evening. Just a short time here today. Back to net, KI9E. Thank you.
Okay, Jim, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Any other one more call from mobile or short-time stations, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, I will go to the ham.live list as I currently have it. And first on the list will be KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY. Good evening there, Kurt, and thanks for taking the net. A question, and I can't think of anybody on top of my head that may have one, but if anybody has an antenna mount for their travel trailer, I would be interested in seeing some pictures of it. And still trying to figure out how I want to go about that, and I definitely want to get a radio set up and the one we just got, and looking for ideas. But other than that, I'm glad we got a little bit of a warm-up today, and it looks like it's going to be warmer for the foreseeable future, so that's always good. But I hope everyone's having a good week, and back to net control, 39HAY.
Okay, Aiden, yeah, I bet you, you're itching to get a radio station set up. That's the thing, a whole station in there. You got to get yourself an all-mode, all-band radio, which you already have, but maybe another one. But, yeah, does anybody on the net right now have any ideas or pictures they can send Hayden on camper mounts, RV, camper, something similar?
N9ZIP.
And you are just the person I was thinking of. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, Hayden, you know, shoot me an email. N9ZIP at ARL, .net, and I'll tell you how I got mine hooked up.
All right, will do. 89HAY.
N9ZIP.
I just sent that email, Ken's email, in the ham.live chat. So you never sold that 991, so that kind of worked out pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I trying to figure out whether or not I want to put that in there. I still have the 710 and the FTM 300 too, so I don't know if I want to put the 710 and the 300 in there, or more than likely probably just the 991 and then sell the other two. But yeah, still had them sitting around and everything ended up working out well.
I mean, yeah, for space, it's kind of a no-brainer going with that 991, because then you got all the bands, so that's really cool. Awesome, Hayden. Yeah, Ken's been doing camper ham shack for quite some time, so definitely have some ideas there for you. So, all right, Ken, well, thank you for that. Hayden, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and hopefully get to enjoy that camper sooner than later. All right, next on the list, we have KE9EYX. Wesley, do you have anything for the net?
Hello, this is KE9EYX. I'm actually got a new antenna, and I'm transmitting on that, so let me know how I sound.
Well, you're getting into the repeater, no problem. Got a little bit of hash in the background, a little bit of hiss. Audio's a little low, so you might want to get a little bit closer to that microphone. HT's can be a little finicky sometimes when it comes to how far away you are from the microphone. So I'd say at least a finger, maybe two fingers away from your mouth, which should work fine, I think, with that talk pod. So try it again there, Wesley.
Yeah, I'm just doing little piece by piece, but I've because it's a little finicky out where I live due to the trees, but with this antenna it seems to be working way better than any other ones I've had so far. And the next thing on my list is maybe looking at different antennas, or not antennas, but radios to look at versus just this little handy talkie.
Oh, yeah, handhelds are really good to start with. They get you on the air, you know, the fastest with minimal setup. But definitely a mobile for where you're at inside the house with a, you know, a decent antenna outside. Doesn't have to be anything major, and you can make it. As a matter of fact, I promised Mike that I would dig out some. I know I got them somewhere. Instructions to make what's called a junction box J-pole. And what it is it's a four-way electrical junction box and 3/8 aluminum rod and a couple hose clamps and a piece of wire to connect the two rods together, a couple other clamps, and that's about it. Back when I built one, but this was many moons ago, it only cost me like 15 or 20 bucks to build it. Probably going to cost more than that now just in the aluminum rod, so, but still going to be cheaper, I think, than buying one from the store. And they work great. So when I dig that out, I will send it to you and Mike, and that way you guys can check that out and see if you're interested. But by the way, much, much better sounding. Your audio is way up now, well over the little hash you have in the background, and it sounds really good. Back to you, Wesley.
Well, thanks, I appreciate it. I did get quite a bit closer on my handy talkie, so that's probably why. But yeah, I will be attending the next meeting in person, and also will be going to actually Potato Creek. There's a park in the air. I'll be there Saturday at 9 as well.
Okay, great. Glad to hear you getting out there and checking things out. That's a good thing to do is go out to that Potato Creek, and you're not too far from it, so can't beat that. And you get to play a little bit of radio if you want to, or at least listen to it and talk to people about it. So awesome to hear, and I'm sure people there will have antenna ideas for you as well. UHF, VHF antennas are very easy to make, so there's lots and lots and lots of options for making VHF, UHF antennas that are relatively inexpensive. So. All right, Wesley, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and you sound much, much better closer to the radio and with that antenna setup you have there. So I'll pass it back to you in case you got another question or anything like that, and then we'll move on. Go ahead, Wesley.
KD9TGU, I actually have a question for you.
Okay, station that just came in, had a question. I'll get to you in a second here. Let's see if Wesley has any more. Go ahead, Wesley.
That's all from me. Back to net control.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Wesley, for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Station with a question. Repeat your call sign, please, and go ahead with your question. Okay, there was a station with a call sign ending in U that had a question. Go ahead.
Kurt, that's on the Hinsdale repeater, and they came in on the tail because the squelch was open.
Okay, yeah, and I'm not listening to, I can't hear it unless it's coming through the tail, so. Is that that same station that tried checking in a while ago? Well, I'm talking a couple months ago.
Negative. I made a mistake. That station was on your Michigan network, and I mistakenly was listening to both channels at the same time. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I heard the all-star tone there, so... I believe their call sign was ending in U, so we'll try one more time. Station had a question for net control. Go ahead. Okay, I'm not sure what happened there, but if you are having radio issues and you get to come back on, feel free to jump in anytime, and we will take your question. All right, that completes the Ham.live list as I have it. We are now going to go to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control. K9PGC Mobile.
Net Control. Net Control, please log Alpha, Charlie, Niner, X-ray, November. My name is George. I'm in Highland, Indiana. No business or traffic for the net. Over.
This is November 9, Oscar Kilo Alpha, Mike LaPorte, with traffic and a couple of questions.
This is Kilo Charlie Zero, Foxtrot, November Echo, Mike in Mishawaka.
This is N9ROM, Bob in LaPorte.
DLP.
Okay, I think we'll pause there. We got KA9PGC, AC9XN, N9OKA, KC0FNE, N9ROM, W9DLP, and I went ahead and put Sue in there as well, KV9BFK. So we'll start at the top of the list here, K9PGC, Club Vice President. John, haven't heard you in a while, man. You've been working a lot. John, do you have anything for the net?
Well, good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. Yeah, brain is scrambled eggs right now, so I can't think a whole lot that I could kick around. I do have a little something for useless information. But as it goes, got another solid week of 12s I have to work. So next week, Thursday, is my first day off in a while. And as you guys have in the past week, got to go call off. Got to do something to maintain one day off. But that's about where we're at. And didn't get a chance to try to catch Brove Island, which is number 4 on the hard to get list, from what I understand. For the length of time they've been that island was on the air, they got like 100,000 contacts. So anyway, that's not my whole useless information, but for what it's worth to kick around, I put it out there. Back to you, Kurt, K9PGC.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, we'll come back to you in a little bit for the useless information. And glad to hear you got a day coming up here, a day off. That's good. Working way too much. But you can tell you're mobile. Got a little noisy there for a second, but then you cleared right up. Heard everything you said, but had a lot of static there for a moment. But I imagine you're getting closer to home, so you just get better from here on out. So, John, we'll come back to you in a little bit and look forward to that useless information. All right, next on the list we have AC9XN, George. Yeah, you do it to me every week, man. You know I'm going to call on you. Go ahead, George. You got anything for the net?
Charlie Niner, Hotel Oscar. Good evening to you, Kurt, and all the participants in the LaPorte County Amateur. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. George, I'm in Highland, Indiana, and thank you for doing the net. Thank you for logging my call. I have no business or traffic for the net. I'm just hanging around. Just in case somebody has a question that nobody can answer, maybe I can pop in and provide some useless information. Back to you there, big guy. Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November 73.
You're going to start calling this the net of useless information. That might be something. That's great, George. Well, thank you very much. Yes, hanging around. Just listening for questions. That's what we need you for. So all you guys out there, that's what we need you for. So thank you, George, for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have N9OKA. Mike, you have something for the net. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. I also have a couple of articles. If you want to wait till later on for the articles, that's fine too. But I have a couple of questions for Hayden, if he's still out here.
He might be listening. He's still on ham.live, so go ahead.
Yeah, my FJ crashed on me here a while back, and it may be an RF problem. And he was telling me of something I should buy, and I didn't write it down. I forgot what it is now.
Go ahead, Hayden, if you're listening.
Snap-on ferrite beads.
Did you get that, Mike?
Yeah, I'm writing it down right now, snap-on ferrite beads. I also wanted to tell Hayden, with that RV of his, I've got a ICOM IC706 over here. I'd be more than happy to swap it even up for his 991, if that might help him.
I've got two 706s already, Mike.
Dang.
It's worth a try, right, Mike? See, Hayden, he's got a heck of a collection of radios piling up there, so I think he's caught up to me and maybe even past me in probably every way. It's great. Great to hear. We both have an HT fetish, so don't know what's going on with that. But Mike, you got anything else?
I got two articles. I can do them now or later.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do them a little later if you don't mind, and we'll do it maybe right after John's useless information. How's that sound?
That'll work. N9OKA, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, very good. Thank you. And, yeah, ferrite beads, F-E-R-R-I-T-E. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, everybody. It's either for VHF, UHF. Well, no, you're doing HF, so you probably want the 30 mix. Is that correct, Hayden?
For the cheap little beads, I don't know if I've seen different mixes on there. I would assume something's better than nothing, at least to see if it makes a difference. And if that does, you see some improvement, you could potentially make get some actual decent rings of the correct mix.
had to put in line. Do I need the ferrite beads along with that?
Comment.
Go ahead, George.
Alpha Charlie 9 X-ray November. Probably want to use a mix 43, 43 beads. They're relatively and if a UN is for unbalanced, unbalanced, that's basically for either 300 ohm, 450 ohm, or 600 ohm. If you're using coax, you probably the other one, Balun, B-A-L-T-U-N, balanced to unbalanced, and a ferrite bead on each end or two is not a bad idea. Keep the RF out of your shack, over.
Say, is it 43 beads?
Yeah, you can go to any one of the radio sellers. You can go to DX Engineering. You can go to products, and they have a whole list of the various beads available. They come in different diameters for different types of coax. They come in one size for RT58. They come in another size for RT8X, and it lists the different mixtures and what they're most effective on. Over.
Trying to think, I think I have the RJ8X, or also I have the, I forgot what you call the new coax, you know, it's new to me anyway, the big stuff.
Go to one of those ham radio sellers, and you'll see the different sizes, and you'll see the different mixes, and you can answer your own questions, because there's charts that show the operating frequency, and the various coaxial cables and the snap-on beads are designed. You purchase the one that's for your cable. RG58, RG8X are different sizes, so you want to get the correct size and you want to get the correct mix for the frequency on which you're intending to operate. Over.
Okay, I have one last question now. These beads, are they for coax or the cables from my FT8?
These are for coax. The ones for the computer cables and the USB cables, those are just rings, and you can pick them up. There's 8 or 10 of them in a package, and you just loop the wire through it a couple of times, and you're done. Over.
Okay. I'm not exactly for sure why my FT crashed on me, but I was having a problem with the RF in my station here. I don't know if that's the culprit or not, but I appreciate the information here. N9OKA, back to net control.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
I guess it was commercial time. AC9HO net control. All right. Thank you for that, George and Mike. Hayden wants you to know to either get ready for work, but make sure you understand this isn't necessarily for your coax. It's for the cables on the PC. And George is not wrong at all. Definitely if you get the ferrite rings, those will work a little bit better. But you can get the snap-ons, too, and if you put them on everything, it can't hurt. So it just keeps that RF away from everything. I fortunately have not had much issue with that, but I know it can be a very troublesome thing, and it will make computers and whatnot act funny and things not work the way they should. And I remember somebody saying that you had a hum when you were transmitting FT8 while you were talking on VHF, so that's a pretty good sign that you're getting the RF in your shack. So if somebody can maybe... if you can give your email, Mike, and if anybody wants to email you any kind of websites or anything like that to maybe help out, if you could give your email real quick.
M dot @outlook.com. Or no, I'm sorry, it's m.curley2024@outlook.com. Sorry about that.
No problem, Mike. No problem. If I get a chance and I can find a website, I'll send it to you. But so for anybody that might not have heard, it's M as in Mike dot Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y, 2024@outlook.com. So anybody have any information for Mike there, I'm sure he'd appreciate it. And Hayden is sharing a picture on ham.live of his set up here where it's choked everything. He's got snap-on ferrites on every cable of every size on this on the back of his radio there. Hayden, do you have anything else you want to add before you get ready for work?
Yeah, just you can pick up like $10 on Amazon. It's like a 50-piece thing with different size ferrite beads, and literally anything going into your computer, make sure it's got a ferrite bead on it. Because, yeah, running FDA will definitely wreak havoc on it.
It gets me because all I was doing was looking for contacts when it crashed on me. I had looked on a couple of calls, and I was looking for a response when the thing crashed on me. I wasn't doing anything.
You weren't doing anything, but it was transmitting. That's probably why it crashed.
Okay, well, that's what happened anyway. I was trying to make a contact when it crashed on me, and all I did was click a few call signs with my mouse, and next thing I'm getting all kinds of error messages on my screen.
Well, that said, it's not a guarantee that that's why you're getting all those error messages on your screen. So something might have went wonky because Windows is horrible. So something might have went weird there software-wise. It may not even be related to RF at all, but it probably is. But I can tell you this. I've been hearing you asking how to get back on the air with FTH and things like that. If you can't figure out how to get your radio and computer to talk again, there's no point in getting any ferrite beads because that's not that problem. You don't need the ferrite beads until you get it working again. So keep that in mind. So you got to figure out why the errors you're getting and what's causing the errors and try to get that fixed. If you try ChatGPT, believe it or not, I know AI, boo, boo, you know, but man, oh man, does it help. I hate to say it. I really do. But you could take a picture of the error on your phone and upload it to ChatGPT, and it will probably tell you exactly why you got that error. Maybe.
One of the messages that I get asks me if I want to I need to reconfigure the settings, and do I want to do it now? And there's like four different options to key on, and one of them is details. And when I do that, it brings up, what is it, HamLib. I have a whole list of HamLib things that come up. At any rate, I've deleted and reinstalled WSJTX and HamLib three or four times and reinstalled it, only to come back to where I start out to begin with, error messages, and I can't delete the thing. It's like an octopus. It must be all over my computer and my on my computer anyway. But I don't want to take up too much time here. N9OKA.
Okay, very good, Mike. Yeah, that there's probably a file that has all your settings that's not being removed, and you can't just delete. You have to go to uninstall, so which I'm sure you probably are. But it sounds to me like you're not even set up, and that's why it's asking you to configure, because you're probably your setup is gone, and you need to reset everything up. You need to teach it You need to tell it what radio you have, what sound card you're using, all that stuff. The very, very first things you did back, or somebody did for you back in the beginning, but that's my guess. All right, Mike, well, we're going to go ahead and move on here because this could be an all-night conversation. So I'm sure somebody can help you out. Just keep asking, keep researching, watching YouTube, whatever it takes. You'll get it done one way or another if that's what you choose to do. All right, Mike, we'll come back to you after John, and we'll get your article you have there for us. So next on the list, we have KC0FNE. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0FNE. Really nothing for the net other than I did get today my new power supply for my HF amplifier that I built. I got to run that over to Paul, KA9PFB over here in Osceola, have him hook that up to the amplifier and make sure it's going to work. And other than an antenna, I should have that on the air here sometime this summer, hopefully.
All right, look forward to that. Maybe we can, of course, we could do it anytime now, too, but maybe sometime we can make a contact on 10 meter, 20 meter, something, you know. Might be a little bit too close. You never know, because all I have is vertical, so it might be a little hard to hear me or me hear you. But, yeah, that's really cool. So, okay, so you got to take it over to another station's house because he's got the antenna, right?
Yeah, after I finished up my amplifier, I took it over to Paul. He works on amplifiers, and he got the bias set on the power transistors and the protection parameters all set up on it. He's been actually been using it, but I got it on a temporary power supply. The one I bought for it had a lot of noise in it. Then I bought another one, bought a Meanwell. And it didn't work at all, and then, so I bought another one, and got it today, powered it up, seems to be working, so I'm going to run that over to him tomorrow, hopefully, and have him get that hooked up to the amplifier and make sure there's no noise, and it's working and everything, and like I said, I've got to get an antenna set up over here this summer, and hopefully I'll be on the air with it.
Well, all right. That's awesome. That's good to hear, Mike. I'm glad you're well on your way to getting that amplifier up and running. And an antenna should be fairly easy, even if it's just a piece of wire. So, and speaking of wire, Hayden did make a comment from Wesley that even just a wire and a $2 BNC connector hung vertically will get you on the air, too, for 2 meters. So it doesn't take much sometimes. But, Mike, keep us informed on that amplifier and let us know when that thing's home and humming along. So thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And look forward to hearing that you've been making contacts with that amplifier. All right. Next on the list, we have N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Thanks for doing the net. I'm actually down in my crypt. I dug up my dad's old Kenwood TR-7950. Hasn't been in use for over 25 years, so last time he used it, it was on the 147 repeater, and I'm just checking it out. It looks so far like everything's working pretty good. But no, I don't have nothing else for the net. That's about it. So this is N9ROM.
Okay, Bob, is that what you're talking on right now?
Yes. It's basically like a mobile station, 2 meter, obviously, and I'm on a TAN mic, so hopefully the audio sounds good.
Oh, it sounds really good, really good. It's definitely Kenwood quality audio, no doubt about that. Sounds very, very similar to some of these new ICOMs, really, that I've been loving it so much. No, that audio sounds really, really good. How much power does that radio put out? I don't even know what that... I'm going to have to Give me that number again. I'm going to have to look that up and get a picture of it.
Okay, it's a TR-7950. Obviously, I got it on low power, so it may put out 35 on high, but it also has the capability of using a keyer with it.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see it right here on the screen. That's a nice-looking little radio. Doesn't give you the whole frequency. That takes a little getting used to. But I'm assuming the keypad, does it do DTMF or anything like that, do you know?
I don't know for sure, because like you, I'm going to have to get on and try and download an owner's manual on it to do a little bit more looking around and seeing what it could do. He used to use it a lot for keys, you know, keying and stuff like that.
Okay, well, you are full quieting into the repeater. Sound excellent, and the audio quality is superb. So I wouldn't change a thing, that's for sure. I'd just talk on it. That thing works really, really good. All right, Bob, I'll hand it back to you for one more if you got anything else.
Well, that should be it. I might try it one of these days in the little bird just to see how it does, but I got to figure out like a little antenna that won't be mounting permanently or anything like that. So the display matches my other displays, colors and everything, so that might be kind of interesting. All right, back with you, NINROM, back to the net.
All right, Bob. Yeah, that'll be interesting seeing that in the bird. I like it. All right, well, sounds great. Keep that thing rolling. It's a good sounding radio. Bob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have W9DLP. Dave, do you have anything for the net?
Net control, this is W9DLP with CSK listening from the other room. Just like to thank everybody again for the siren test. Everybody participated, you were very helpful. We had a little satire that went along with storms and everything. And the one community in Illinois that got hit real bad with the tornado said they didn't even hear their sirens go off. So that's just a testament to how important they are. That's all I got. Okay, I had an article on there. I saw one on YouTube about this new house bill in Indiana about HOAs and limiting their restriction on hand radio antennas.
Okay, Dave, very good. I just want to let you know towards the end there, you start getting pretty quiet and a little bit static with you. But we heard what you said there. Yeah, I don't know if that's the article he has. I think we talked about that last week, too, where the HOAs are lifting a lot of the regulations. But from the way I understand it, it's on new written HOAs, not existing, if I understand it correctly, but I may not. Anybody can correct me if they'd like to. So, yes, Dave, and there's actually somebody posting on Facebook, and I haven't had a chance to really see who it was, but somebody in Pinola asking to have a siren put out there because they can't hear the one at the fairgrounds. So, but then they also got some out here in Stillwell that aren't working right now. So, yeah, definitely keep up the siren testing, and the more we beat them up with reports, maybe the faster they'll get fixed, replaced, or add more. So, Dave, thank you for all you do. Thanks for running that monthly net and the weather nets, which I have an announcement on that. Looks like District 1 is willing to take over all the nets for LaPorte County, so severe weather nets. So stay tuned for that. So, Dave, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. All right, any other general check-ins, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control, please call now.
Call, Matt.
AC9HO.
what?
KE9ALK Thomas.
November 9, Yankee Oscar uniform.
Hey, Kurt, can I jump in here real quick just for 2 seconds?
I got Mike and Dave there. I got 89GY, KE9ALK, and then 9YOU. Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, real quick, if I want a copy, I'll give you my email address. Send me an email. If you have a non-functional siren, or like Kurt said, there's an area that needs one. Let me know if anybody's interested. I'll give you my email address.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's real simple. Dave_46360. My name underscore my zip code at comcast.net.
All right, for anybody who didn't catch that, it's Dave_DAVE_46360@comcast.net. So if you have any sirens that you would like to have or sirens that are not working, please email him, and he will pass that along. So thank you for that, Dave. N9OKA, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Kurt. I wanted to talk to Dave here for a second, DLP. I'm old school, and I think that sirens are only half the answer for the problems with tornadoes and whatnot. We really need we really need to be able to listen to scanners again like we used to, with police reports of sightings here and there. And they're scrambled up now, they're digital and whatnot. I don't think that ought to be N9OKA.
Okay, we had this conversation last week or so. There is still a VHF analog frequency, 154.31, that is a paging frequency for LaPorte County. And they're, I'll take my word for it, there's not that much traffic as far as adverse weather on the 800 meg trunk system. We're going to put out a county line tone. They'll do it on the paging frequency.
What was that frequency?
I'm putting 154.31. 154.31. That's all emergency personnel in the county. So they have an 800 meg pagers. They're still using the FM analog pagers that the fire department all had from years back. So that's it. Until further notice, that's what they're using.
Well, we need all the information we can get in an emergency. That's my only point. And thanks for that, Dave. N9OK, back to net control.
Hey, Dave, you correct on that frequency? I've never heard of that one, 154.31. I've heard of 155.11, but 154.31, are you sure that's right?
I'm 99% sure, yes. Let me double check. If you look it up, that should be LaPorte County. I can't remember what, public service paging free.
Okay, could be. I'm not sure. And to Dave's point there, Mike, yeah, there is not. I have the scanner. It works. I hear everything. There's only one police station that's scrambled in LaPorte area, and that is LaPorte City. That's it. Everybody else, EMS, LaPorte County, Michigan City, all the fires are all, you can hear them all on the trunking system, which is the digital, and you're never going to get them to go back. They're not going back to analog, so, unless they decide to. But, because they're not here for our enjoyment, they're using it for their own use. So the fact that we can hear it is a benefit to them, they think. But, and to Dave's point, there isn't a lot. I've had the scanner going. I hear more on ham radio than I ever have heard on the scanner. So just to throw that out there as well. All right, I'm going to continue on here. 89GY, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Hi, Kurt. Everything's going pretty good over here, just trying to maintain. No, nothing else especially for the net. I heard Mike talking about his SD8 woes. Hope he gets it fixed. But that's about it. I got nothing much else. Alpha Delta 9 Golf Yankee, it's Mike over in beautiful Monterey.
Okay, Mike, very good. Well, you're getting in there tonight. Got a little bit of noise with you, but you're getting in there, no problem. Held the repeater the whole time. Heard everything you said, so what more could you ask for? Yeah, ST8 can be problematic sometimes. And it's one of those things, because you have a computer that you're using, and computers, especially Windows computers, is finicky, to say the least. So it's not going to be one of those things where you can turn it on every single time and it just work. Yeah, that is with Windows, that doesn't ever happen. So you may go months, maybe even a year, or I wouldn't say more than a year without having a hiccup, but yeah, Windows tends to hiccup a lot. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. KE9ALK, Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Greetings, everyone. KE9ALK. Nothing for the net tonight. Just hanging around, listening, and learning what I can learn. Thanks for doing the net search. And back to net control, KE9ALK.
Okay, Thomas, very good. Thank you for checking in, and have a good evening and a good rest of your week. And Hayden has a comment on ham.live. This says there's going to be more traffic on the N9IAA than any other public service frequency, and he's not wrong there, because District 1 is doing severe weather nets on the N9IAA, and we'll be able to hear the weather coming at us before it even gets here, so... definitely tune into that when there's bad weather. So, next on the list, we have N9YOU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt and Annette. This is N9YOU, and thanks for doing the net, Kurt. Now, I'm hoping that this is the last, we've had our last snowfall, I hope. We can get out and... it gets warmer and start doing yard work and going out and playing radio out and outside and just and fishing and, you know, all the good summer stuff and that, so and hopefully and yeah, on the 685, yeah, that net is that was a good net, a good weather net, definitely. Yeah, not much here. Just trying to survive the week and hope everybody else is. And, you know, like the song says, working for the weekend. But, yep, and the days are getting longer, which is another good thing, too. So, anyways, yeah, no, really not much. But back to you, Kurt. This is N9YOU.
DLP.
Okay, Dave, got you in there. Brian, thank you very much. Yeah, sounding good through the All-Star there. And definitely looking forward to the warmer weather, for sure. I'm going to get something done this weekend. Brian, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Go ahead, Mr. Dave.
3-1 is Porter County. Sorry about that, guys. I stand corrected. Kurt is right. It's 154.16. 154.16.
Hey, you could have been right. I didn't know. So 154.16 is LaPorte County. So put that in your HD there, Mike. You should be able to pick up anything that they broadcast, or put it in your base station 2-meter radio. Should be able to tune that in, no problem.
Appreciate it. Will do. And then okay.
All right, Dave. Thanks for that. Thanks for looking into it. And I might even make sure I got that in my scanner, which I think I do. All right. We'll do one more quick call. But we'll do more quick calls. But one more before I get into the information part of the net. For general check-ins, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
This is KC9NAP, Kilo Charlie 9, November Alpha 55, North Liberty.
Okay, we got KC9NAP and KF9WW. KC9NAP, Jeff, do you have anything for the net?
I was just going to tell Mike you go to a place. I came in on the end of his conversation on that ferrite beads, but a place called Amadon is a real good place to go. Amadon. Just look it up, Google it, it'll come up. That's all I got. Thank you so much, KC9NAP.
Okay, Jeff, very good. Amadon. I'm going to have to write that down because I don't know if I've been to that one. Amadon. Thank you for that. And that's a very good contribution there. You never know who might have needed to hear that. So thanks, Jeff, for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and we'll maybe catch you on here next week. Next we have KF9WW. Sounds like, Mike, you're having a little problem getting in tonight. Check your power level. Go ahead, Mike. You got anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, to everyone on the net. I don't know what's going on. It's acting up again just on this particular repeater. The other one's doing good. But anyway, as long as everybody can hear me, I want to let everybody know I had my internet switched over to the new fiber optic, and in doing so was hoping that it would make everything better for putting my WireX station together, and was on the phone with Tech Services about dedicated ports, and I listened to the spiel with John Crook this afternoon on the new WireX 2.0 software that's just been released, and that they recommend IPv6 compatibility versus the IPv4. And then I checked with the people from SURF, and it would be very cost prohibitive to be able to get that capability with the new system. So if anybody's planning on making that move, they might want to check before they invest in anything. There's more questions I could answer before the net gets bored with my limited ability to explain it. I'd be glad to stick around, but it's going to make it difficult with this upgrade system. So if you have the older 1.5 version of WireX, you might want to hold on to it. And that's all I've got, Kurt. Back to you.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I hadn't had a chance to watch that video. I sent you the link because I knew we were looking at setting you up. And here's what I'm not understanding there, Mike. Since you just got SURF, I imagine they gave you a couple, or at least one, Eero router, which is probably a Eero 6 Plus or a 7. And those are capable of doing IPv6, whatever they call it, whatever it's for. I'm not even sure. But I know what you're talking about. But I got the Eero 6 Plus, and I can turn it on and off, so I have it. The problem you have, I know, is some devices don't run that, so that could be an issue. So what router did they give you?
I'm not sure of the model number. I'd have to go to the other room and check it out, but part of the package deal that they provided me to get the price that I got is what I think might be the one limiting factor.
Okay, well, there's no rush, but when you get a chance, I bet you it's an Eero. And I'm surprised they said it was going to cost more to get that, because I'm sure they gave you the most up-to-date Eero, because for reasons, security reasons and whatnot. So I have to think you're already capable of doing that. So we'll cross that bridge still. We'll still check it out. Sometimes they don't understand, because it's ham radio related, they don't understand what you're trying to do. But I do. That said, everything I'm saying could be false, because I have not watched that video from John Crook yet about the new software update. So anybody running Wires X, you may want to check out that video. I have seen posts on Facebook of people having problems connecting to rooms, and I've heard of people that have already switched over to the new software. Those rooms are gone. You can't connect to them anymore, so it's possible. I haven't even tried, but it's possible KC Wide has already updated and is no longer connectable. So, again, my information is spotty at best, so everything I'm saying could be corrected for sure, but stay tuned. Well, sounds like Wires X is going through a big change, and it's going to affect everybody. Mike, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I didn't want to get too far down the rabbit hole, but that is true. If they're running the new 2.0 software, it's going to limit access for those that are not running that particular new software. The older software would still work fine with all those that are working under that software, but the new one is pretty inclusive unto itself. So. And it does have some nice features that when he was talking initially, you don't need static ports and things like that with this new setup. So I was really excited until he explained some of the other ones. So if you get a chance to see that interview, that talk from John Crook, by all means do it. It's very enlightening. And that's all I've got for now, Kurt.
Okay, very good, Mike. Yeah, I don't understand. Between you and the, Mike 89GY, you're both noisy in this repeater, but you go to the 6-1 and you're crystal clear. So I'm sure hoping we're not having any repeater issues with this one, because it seems lately it has problems at times receiving weaker signals, so stay tuned for that. We'll take a look at everything now that the weather's warming up. We'll get up there and put some monitors on it and whatnot and see if there's anything weird going on. But we heard you, Mike. No problem. And thank you for the heads up on the Wires X. I actually forgot about it. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, "Ooh, Mike needs to watch this," because I knew you'd be available to watch it probably sooner than me. So. If I don't watch it tonight, I'm definitely going to watch it tomorrow, so especially now that you're saying I need to. But don't worry too much. Let me watch it. Send me whatever information you can on your router. Maybe even take a picture of the bottom of the router and send it to me via text, and I'll see if it's the same as mine. And if it is, I think you already have what you need, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there. All right, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. All right, that completes the check-ins for now. I will call for more check-ins shortly. Let's get through the information part of the net, and then we'll call for more check-ins. This is AC9HO Net Control. I'm going to reset the repeater and get started with the information.
CMN Network, 220.
Well, okay. Area nets. Aries District 1 serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9 IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the VALPA 1 repeater 462.700 positive offset 141.3 PL tone. And on top of that, seeking LaPorte County area hams / storm spotters for Indiana District 1 Skywarn. Spring is coming, and with that, severe weather. LaPorte County Skywarn weather nets are now moving to the N9 IAA repeater, 146.685. Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather nets and forwarding all reports to the National Weather Service, IWX. And a big advantage for LaPorte County is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county, so you'll be able to get ready. This will allow you to better prepare for what may be coming. This move will better serve all of LaPorte County and the National Weather Service. If you are looking for a Skywarn class, they have classes coming up. Of course, trained spotters can always phone in their reports to the National Weather Service. Keep your eyes to the sky, and remember, if it doesn't spin, don't call it in. Now, I took that straight from Facebook. Somebody posted that, somebody from District 1 posted that on the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Organization Facebook page, and that was, I guess, kind of our invite to them letting us know that they're going to manage the nets for LaPorte County, and it really hasn't been talked about as a club, but I'm all for it. Rich is all for it. I would think everybody would want that because it takes a little bit off of our plate, and they got a pretty good setup going there, and all we can do, I think, is be there to support them as even a backup repeater, backup net controls. So moving forward, I think that's the route we're taking, and we're going to support them the best we can. And that will be your best information during a severe weather event because we'll be going probably an hour before it even reaches us. So you'll be well prepared by the time it gets here. All right, that was my big announcement for the evening because that's just starting, really, this year. So. And we knew nothing of it. They just kind of sent it to us on Facebook, and I think it's a great idea. I mean, Dave's done an excellent job. No complaints there whatsoever, but this will take a little off of him. He can be there as like a backup if need be, if he's willing, and let them kind of manage it, and we'll be their little pawns or whatever you want to call us and help them out in any way we can. So I look forward to that. Aries information / training net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9 JFI repeater with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. I still have not heard that net. It might be the last time I announce it until I hear different. This net still goes, though. LaPorte County early warning siren testing net the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970. W9OY repeater beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with net control operator W9DLP 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing net will be April 4th. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on a K9DEW repeater 147.330 positive offset 131.8 PL tone. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Time on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8. Then we have the frequency coordination net every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Central. Starts on GMRS Valpo 1 repeater 462.700 and then moves on to different frequencies from there. And last but not least, we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net, SIFNet, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting will be April 13th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you're encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solder demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. At the September meeting, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service talk about weather emergencies and how ham radio plays a part in that. We'd also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. The next page, you will see the center of the page membership form. Fill that out for our records, if you would, please. And then under there is a Pay Online button. Click the Pay Online, fill out all fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. Come to our club breakfast at 8 a.m. first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West, U.S. 20, Michigan City. Another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner at 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And don't forget, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Just go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, get your application, and when it's filled out, bring it back to Attention Captain Jesse. So, Michigan City EMA. Accepting applications. Thank you for that, Bill. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out and talk radio. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Potato Creek POTA, get on 147.330K9DEW repeater to find out details on upcoming gatherings. All right, John, I kind of flew through that, wanting to get to you either maybe before you get home or after you get in the house, if we took long enough. KA9PGC, excuse me. John, if you're available, go ahead with your useless information. Oh, we might have missed him, or he's in transition from mobile to shack. So we will go to N9OKA. Mike, if you're available, go ahead with your article, sir.
Okay, thanks, Kurt. Yeah, I have two articles here. First one's, it's kind of old news and new news both, so bear with me here. Starting on the 1st of July, amateur radio antennas, towers, and feed lines cannot be restricted by homeowners associations and residential communities in Indiana. A new law signed by Governor Mike Braun will afford ham such protection on any property they rent, lease, or own with any association's purview. But, however, this is not a green light for all amateurs. According to the measure's language on the Indiana General Assembly website, House Bill number 1152 will only apply to homeowners associations that are formed or create documents containing such restrictions after June 30th, 2026. And we already know this, but wait, there's more. Meanwhile, at the federal level, the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act, which would create protection nationwide, remains stalled in Washington, D.C. numbers. So maybe that's a good sign for ham radio operators that live in HO communities that they're not covered by this new bill. Hopefully it'll be covered under the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act if it ever gets voted on. I'll take a break here and for the repeater. My second article is Take the 5-2 Simplex Challenge. In the space of 52 days, one ham isn't hoping to change the world or even change amateur radio, but he is hoping to focus some attention on the simple joys of operating 2-meter FM Simplex. He's posting a challenge to everyone. If you grab your HT, tune to 146.52 megahertz and call out for a contact. If you do that, you're already rising to the challenge being posed by Mike N2MAK. Mike launched a project called the 5-2 Simplex Challenge at the beginning of March and runs through the end of April. He's hoping to focus attention on 2-meter FM Simplex for 52 days. And part of the challenge here is to see if your station needs to be upgraded, if you need to add anything to it, or if you're happy with what you have, including your locale. So that's what I have here. N9OK, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, very good. Thank you for that information and HOA thing. That's still interesting. That's helpful for new HOAs after June. But the federal one goes through, that would be more beneficial, but definitely moving in the right direction. And as for the 5-2, if anybody tunes over there right now, you can hear Jeff, KC9NAP. Him and I'm not sure who he's talking to because I'm on scan, and when I key up, it stops the scan on this frequency. So, but another radio's on scan, I should say. But they're on 5-2 quite a bit, actually. And you can hear him, maybe even talk to him. I'm not sure his exact location, but he's got a pretty big station. So, yeah, definitely get on 5-2 and see what you can do. You might be surprised, even with an HT. I mean, average is probably only a couple few miles. You might get up as high as 10, and with a rubber duck, you never know. So it's worth a try. Thanks for that, Mike. And, yeah, we look forward to your articles as we do John's useless information. So anything anybody wants to add to the net, we can definitely fit you in here. We will give John another call, KA9PGC. John, if you're back on the radio and ready to do your useless information, we are ready for you. This is AC9HO Net Control. Go ahead, John. Oh, man. I don't know if I want to bug him on the phone in case he took a nap or something, because he's been working a lot lately. But I was looking forward to that useless information. So we will give him a little more time, and we'll just keep asking for him every chance we get. But right now I'm going to do weather at a glance. I'm going to reset the repeater, and then I'll get started. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 31, southwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers before 11 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 53. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 38, north wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 62, that's what I like to hear. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 38. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 43. Sunday, 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 60. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. And Monday to start your week, mostly sunny with a high near 41. Eat that, KC9DJP. That is a good weather report. He always says I give bad weather reports, but right there, I'll take that one. One of these times I'm going to catch him while he's listening. I never get to tease him when he's listening. All right, let's try John in. John again. KA9PGC, John, are you there? Okay, we'll give him some more time. We will take some general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Oh, I'm trying to scroll my screen here. It's not working. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
N9DSN, no traffic.
Okay, we got N9VSN. Mr. Paul, I know you said no traffic, but it doesn't work for me here. Do you have anything for the net, Paul?
No, other than, well, it's not really ham radio related, but I have twin daughters, and they both just had babies a day apart from each other. So it's both kind of a amazing little factoid there. And, So, other than that, not too much news over here. N9GSN.
Okay, Paul, I call that ham radio adjacent, and you're going to have to repeat that again because that kind of floored me. Twin daughters just had babies. How far apart from each other?
One. Came into the world on Friday, the 13th, which was a boy. The other came into this world on the 14th, and it's a girl. So my one daughter has three boys now, and my other daughter has three girls. And it was a little iffy there. At first it was the boy because he took in amniotic fluid in his lungs. So he was in the hospital for a few days, but he's doing a lot better now. And so we're all just kind of amazed over here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Who wouldn't be? That is awesome, Paul. Congratulations, and glad to hear the boy is doing okay. And that's really cool. Twin daughters, a day apart, two kids. That's crazy. Well, the kids are a day apart. That's really cool. That's really cool. See, it's not exactly ham radio, but it's ham radio adjacent, so we take it all. We like any information you're willing to share for the most part. We don't want to know about your last colonoscopy or anything like that, but that kind of stuff, that is cool. Congratulations. Yeah, we had a little scare with my granddaughter when she was born 3 years ago. Because it turns out that the doctor that was checking her ultrasound did not check her ultrasound for a month after she had it done. And at that time when she had it done, placenta had died, I think, and my granddaughter was not getting any nutrition at all. She was starving to death for a month. And luckily... they figured it out and induced labor, and here she is today. So she's a little slower, you know, not slower, you can't tell, but at her age she should be progressed a little farther, but she's great. We have a lot of fun, and you can't tell anything was an issue, but unfortunately she could have liver problems later in life, they say, so we'll see. But Paul, congratulations again, and thanks for sharing. So that's really cool. Like to hear that kind of stuff. All right, anybody else? General check-ins, anybody anywhere? Please call now. All right, let's give John another call. KA9PGC, John, are you there?
John needs a phone call.
Yeah, I could. but I'd feel bad if I woke him up, you know. he's been putting in a lot of hours at work, so. But we're still going to call for more check-ins. We still got a little time, so let's go ahead and open the swap and shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? The swap and shop session is now open. Please call. Call now. All right, general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, anything at all? Please call now. All right, does anybody have any questions about the District 1 Skywarn that I cannot answer, but I can try?
DLP, go over some of your those points again. I'm make sure it matches my...
What points are you talking about?
Well, until recently, my title was liaison for LaPorte County from District 1. Now, do they plan on changing that?
Well, that I do not know. That would be above my pay grade. I don't know who started this exactly. Like I said, it was just on Facebook that they're seeking LaPorte County area hams and storm spotters for Indiana District 1. So feel free to reach out to whoever you need to reach out to, Dave. I figured if anybody had a question, it would be you, because honestly, we weren't notified of anything. But I like the idea. Any help we can get, any help we can give them, I think just helps everybody, you know.
Oh, definitely. We've got to get rid of this stigma. And it's, I can remember way back when I used to sell cell phones, that LaPorte County was an island. It's too far west for the St. Market, and it's too far east for Chicago Market. If you notice the weather, like channels of Chicago, like Channel 7, they're listing Michigan City and Westville more and more and more. They're looking at it as a new territory, because other than that, we were just out here in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and this would bring Porter and LaPorte County a lot closer to each other, you know, together, working together. So I see positives with it. I've heard of, you know, horror stories in other states, nothing around here, where two rival, if you want to say rival, I don't know if that's the right word, but two clubs both wanting to do the same thing, do good for the community and everything, and then they just bump heads because they both want to do it their way. And basically, at the moment, they sounds like, and maybe I'm wrong, just by the two nets I've listened to, sounds like they got a pretty good system going at the moment, and we'll feel it out and see how it goes. Right now, I don't see any downfall, you know, so don't want to bump heads if somebody's willing to manage the entire county and whatnot. But yeah, Dave, if you're affiliated with that District 1, feel free to reach out and let us know what you find out.
One minute.
I'm sorry, did I can't somebody go?
Go ahead, Mike.
I was part of the LaPorte County Ham Radio Club back in the late 90s. I remember the nets that we had, and I remember the responsibilities that we had. We went to the LaPorte Airport and set off the alarms. Seems like we keep losing more and more.
Yeah, that happened a long time ago that we lost control of the sirens, but we don't pay for them, so we can't claim them, you know. They pay to have them installed, they pay to have them repaired. All we did was flip a switch.
I don't know if it was a feather in her cap that we lost or what, but rubs me a little wrong.
They can be activated remotely from the 911 center or automation like we use on Saturday.
Yeah, we heard the end part of that there. Dave, Mike keyed up on you, and we heard they can be activated remotely and so on.
Yeah, remotely from the 911 center or automated like we use on the generator. That's part of the program.
Yeah, we still have our hands in it a little bit, but not as much as we used to. And I think a lot of that might be, Mike, as there was people here, part of the club, maybe in positions of power within the local government, I'm guessing. And a lot of those have either moved away or passed on, unfortunately, you know, so times are changing. That's why if somebody's willing, like District 1, willing to run an event that will support LaPorte County, I support it unless something else changes my mind. But at the moment, I don't know what that would be.
I'll see if I have it here.
Tom, we would be great to be with District 1. Problem is, when we go to him, like you said earlier, about listening to 685, because then we hear it coming at us. Problem is, during the day and that, it's hard to get a hold of somebody in St. Joe County for me to hand it off to.
Yeah, I know there's some talk in the St. Joe County area of getting somebody to start a Skywarn that way. I've been seeing things on Facebook and whatnot, or maybe it was Discord I was seeing it. I can't remember which now. Go ahead, Mike.
That's the same, too, with South Bend. I remember back in the late 90s, I worked in South Bend in an office where I was able to use my HT if I wanted to. And they had a repeater over there. Man, we'd go up nets all the time when the storms come through. It's a ghost town now.
Yep. It's definitely, times have changed, and we're trying to get it back, that's for sure. And it's going to take everybody. Unfortunately, we don't have just a few people that can run it. It takes an army. All right. We do have a check-in on ham.live here. NJ8X. Says Ty-West-TN Talk. I think you've checked in before. NJ8X, are you on the radio? This is AC9HO Net Control. Well, it's Ty in West Tennessee, I believe, because he's in Somerville, Tennessee. NJ8X, I see you're checked into ham.live. Are you also on the radio, maybe via All-Star, AC9HO Net Control? Okay, hearing nothing. KA9BGC, John, are you out there? We are looking forward to some useless information, but totally understand if you can't do it. KA9PGC, this is AC9HO Net Control.
CMN Network, MI3.
Okay, don't forget Swap and Shop is open. We're only going to do a couple more calls for general check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all, more conversation about the District 1, that's fine too. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, with your comment.
So should we be monitoring W9LY along with the Valpo repeater now for weather nets?
I would recommend monitor as much as you are able to, because you never know if somebody local needs assistance and they come to the W9LY. So I would do both, especially during any kind of transition that we might be doing, because not everybody's going to hear this net, not everybody's on Facebook, so not everybody's going to know.
Okay, I can work two repeaters at the same time here with my radio, so that's when we'll start doing the Valpo machine and this one here.
Yeah, for sure. I'll probably be doing the same thing because you never know. Somebody might not be able to reach the Valpo, but can reach the W9LY, and they might need assistance or have something they want to let the weather service know. So, yeah, it's always best to hear as much as you can. So, but good question, very good question. Anything else? Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, anything at all? Please call now. Okay, Dave, yeah, definitely let us know anything you hear since you're the liaison. See what's going on. As far as I know, I can't speak for the entire club, of course, but I know how Rich kind of feels. We haven't really talked about it, but we've a couple text messages about it. I feel that him and I are kind of on the same page. I don't know where John's at. Or anybody else, but I think the feeling is let's try it out. Let's work with them. Let's see what we can do. But, yeah, anything you can find out, Dave, if you have our email, feel free to pass it along.
Oh, I will. I'll dig into it, see where they stand and where we can incorporate. Yeah, I asked, did you remember to... I think it's 2 years ago now that the new EMA director, we had that tornado sky that spotters were tracking the tornado moving eastbound down Route 30, just north of Route 30, and it came into LaPorte County, and I don't know if you remember that.
Not right off the top of my head, no. Maybe the more you talk about it, the more I'll remember.
That was a comedy of errors. We heard about the storm. Actually, had spotters confirming it was on the ground. We had debris. I was moving eastbound at like 30 miles an hour. I called county so let's activate the sirens. And he wasn't exactly sure, but the procedure was to activate the sirens. I said, "Well, I'm gonna call it in." Somebody else said they couldn't get through to. North Liberty, the National Weather Service station here in Indiana, which is known as Fort Wayne, but actually North Liberty. And I had a direct number, so I called over there to find out that somebody hit their fiber optics cable. They had no phones for like about a week, except for cells. But I did have I had their cell phone. And the storm is entering LaPorte County. The meteorologist on duty reset. Everybody heard the weather, tornado warning, stand, blah, blah, blah. It's all the animated recording. Well, we have a weather event. She actually took the mic. She actually took the mic and said, "LaPorte County, take cover now."
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, I don't remember much of that. Sounds like you're choking on an apple or something there. You okay there, Dave?
Yeah, I just... it gets
Oh, yeah, I can totally understand. Kind of got me a minute ago with my granddaughter, so, yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, it brings back memories. Late 90s, Doppler radar, North Liberty. Man, I remember that.
Isn't it North Webster?
Well, it's North something or other. Too long ago.
Yes, North Webster. I'm sorry, not Liberty.
We got it. No problem. Hey, before I forget, and it's already been too long for anybody still listening, July 18th, 2026 is the Tailgate Ham Fest that LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club is sponsoring. $5 admission per car for sellers or buyers. Trailers will be an extra $5 fee. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own tables, please, or set up out of the trunk of your car, trailer, whatever. Admission for buyers start at 10 a.m. Talk-in is 146-610-131.8, 146-970-131.8, both negative offsets. The address for the location at the tower is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, Indiana, 46350. It's under the big concrete tower, not too far from the toll road. Unfortunately, there's not a toll road exit right there, but toll road goes right by it. For more information, visit lpcarc.org for updates on anything club-related. And this is sponsored by LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. Tailgate Ham Fest, second annual. So we're hoping to make this a yearly thing and get bigger and bigger every year. All right. Any other comments, questions, anything at all? Swap and Shop, John, K9PGC, if you're out there. Anything at all, please call now.
Oh, another little time. You know, a couple of times I made the comment about hooking up an auto patch on this.
Yeah.
That is the one driving force to it. Yeah, that same incident, I actually got on the radio with the spotter. He was giving reports of the tornado when I had the meteorologist from the National Weather Service. She was listening to what he was saying, and when she had a question, I'd key the mic so he could hear her because she was asking questions about the shelf cloud and rotations, stuff like that. And back, I was thinking how cool this would be if we had it. I could bring her up on auto patch and just link them right into the repeater during an event.
Yeah, the only reason we haven't looked into it much is because I believe we got to pay for a phone connection. Not a phone line, it is over the internet, but I believe we got to pay for that access. And I haven't gotten anybody in the club to bite on that yet, so I haven't done much research. It may not be much, and I really honestly, to be honest, I haven't pushed real hard for it yet, so... we'll play it by ear. We'll see what's going on with this District 1 thing first, and they may already be set up with that, who knows, or something similar. But I'm really curious to see what you might find out, Dave.
Comment.
And I think another facet off of that was I believe they have a radio over in North Webster that can monitor this repeater,
is
the fact that they don't have a ham radio operator to use it.
Heard you in there, Mike. Yeah, last time I was there many, 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 many moons ago, they had a 2-meter set up, 2-meter 440 set up there, and they were monitoring this repeater and a couple others during any weather events. But you're right, they had a ham radio operator at that time. And I think at that time they were allowing ham radio operators to actually come there and operate it as well. But I could be wrong on that. That was many, many years ago. Gosh, I can't even think. Had to be early 2000s when I was there. Go ahead, Mike.
I remember back in the late 90s, I used to get on auto patch and call the wife, ask her if she needed bread or milk or anything before I got home.
Oh, yeah, that was pre-cell phone days, so some guys out here listening right now, if they're still out there, probably don't even know what those days are like, but called my parents a few times for using the auto patch. But. All right, let's do another call for John, KA9PGC, if you're out there. We're still looking for useless information. Go ahead, John. Okay, hearing nothing, I'll make this last call. Comments, questions, general check-ins, anything at all, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, this concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked in on the net this evening. We had 18 check-ins. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO. My name is Kurt. My call sign is AC9HO. We are clear at 8:51 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening, everybody.
Great net, Kurt. Great.
Well, thank you, Mike. You help add to it, no doubt.
Yeah, good job. Sorry for getting a little passionate over the my story.
Well, honestly, I thought you might have been chewing on something, and I was making sure you weren't choking. I didn't mean to call you out because you're choking up, but yeah, I know where you're at because I did that a few minutes prior. So.
Yeah, I mean, during the event, while I was relaying what the spotters were saying, had the EMA director on the line, and then Tom Preston, North Webster. It was fine. About 10 minutes after the gun was over, you sort of just sit back and you had all that adrenaline or whatever built up inside of you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Something like that going on, yeah, you're going to have some sort of adrenaline running through you, no doubt about it.
Yeah, another, that was the event where the female county officer had her car picked up by a tornado and dropped off in a field.
When did you say this was? It wasn't around 2001, was it?
No, this one was only a couple of years ago, but it was the new EMA director.
Oh, okay. I might have missed that one. The 2001 rings a bell because my wife's aunt, before my wife and I ever met, perished in that tornado over there in Mill Creek.
Oh, sorry to hear about that. So there was no fatalities. Everybody was fine. There was a lot of property damage. But it was attributed to the fact everybody got a warning and was able to make it to, below ground.
Let me see if I have it here.
Saved a bunch of lives, so that's good. Or potentially saved. So that's really good. That 2001 tornado was actually the tornado that got me to get into Skywarn and everything because I drove right through it and didn't even know it. And I knew I was driving through something. And I had my daughter at the time, and I think she was like one or two. She wasn't very old. And after that, I got into Skywarn, went to all the classes, got certified. Had lots of weather to chase around here every year for like, 10 years or so. So I was big into it there for a while. Back when, even in the 90s, that was before my time, even in the early 2000s, it was pretty active on this repeater, Skywarn, that is. And active with North Webster, visiting the station and everything. So lots of cool stuff going on then.
Well, I remember back when I first got my ham license in the 70s, and I was doing Skywarn, weather spotters. You call in a net control, and they'd give you a location. I remember a couple of times I got to one at 421 over I-94, and all we did, you sat there. I see this coming. I have a visual. I have heavy rain. I have wind, and then they somebody would be out on 35, and they would benchmark their weather conditions, and they use that to track the speed of the storm.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I'm just chatting with Mike on the phone here about Wires X here, so I'm in the middle of sending text, but yeah, that It's amazing what weather will get you to do. But this year, I have a feeling, I hope I'm wrong, but it seems like the way it's starting, it could be an interesting year.
Comment.
Are you copying Jeff over on 52 Simplex?
No, that radio turned off a little bit ago. Go ahead, Mike.
Man, well, I remember back in the 90s, here in LaPorte, we had a bad storm one time, and I was working the weather net, and I opened up the front door to see what the weather was like, and I got lawn furniture flying across the door. My wife got so mad at me for opening up the door. Pictures were blown over on the TV. What a mess.
Yeah, you got kind of lucky there that you weren't being blown away.
Everything is kind of different now. I remember the weather nets in South Bend. And like I said, it's a ghost town on those repeaters now. And then I also remember the latest, greatest Doppler radar back in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah. Man, the stuff we got now is not much different, just more powerful, I think. I think the technology is about the same. But from what I've been told, I don't know much about it. But yeah, unfortunately... really, if you think about it, though, I'm not trying to blame anybody, but the weather died off. I can't think, maybe around 2015 or so, maybe a little later than that. I mean, we've had some things, don't get me wrong, like what Dave's talking about. We've had some things roll through here, but as a whole, typically maybe one or two events that most of the time are very, very minor, minus a couple. But and I think that's why a lot of people lost interest. Unfortunately, if you don't have something to chase or something to report, you're going to lose interest. People are not going to be going to the nets and making nets, you know, kind of like District 1 is right now and how we've been trying to do. So, you know, like I said, I'm not blaming anybody. It's just the way it is. That's just the way it works. I mean, I'm guilty of it myself. I got away from it. I'm not even technically certified anymore because I haven't kept up on the certification, so I need to do that. But soon, I need to do that soon. So, yeah, just it's the way of it. Now that the weather's coming back, it's going to get us when we're not prepared. That's the bad part.
Well, let me see if I have it here. When I would get on a weather net, the first thing I would do is turn my scanner on because I needed more information. And now it collects dust. It's an old 200-channel programmable Radio Shack scanner. And I don't know why I haven't thrown it away.
Well, Dave just gave you a frequency tonight you can put in that scanner. There are more frequencies than that are still active. I would even turn it on if all the frequencies are still programmed in. You might be surprised at what you hear.
I wonder if it still works. I know the batteries are dead in it. I should put new batteries in it. I think it takes 4 AA. And turn on and see where I can get.
Go ahead, Mike.
I switched over to the 510. Is this any better? Because it's a different antenna.
Yeah, you're coming in better on that radio.
Okay, well... knowing what I got to work with, it's 90% antenna problems. But getting back to your problem at hand is that, you know, the change in time and such, but a new crop of people coming in will give you the people you need to get participating. Give them something that
can involve them, and they'll be glad to be a participant in weather nets and such. It gives them something to do with their newfound freedoms of playing on ham radio. And, you know, they may burn out in it in a while, but in the beginning, you're going to find a lot of people willing to put the effort and the time in. At least when I was EC and net manager and everything at Lake County, it ran for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you got a lot of people getting their license now just for that reason, for emergency purposes. And I think, like, for around here anyway, our biggest problem was we didn't have enough weather to do weather nets. So they would get their license, and the first summer we might have had one or two weather nets, but nothing really happened. Dave was there, we were there, everybody checked in, that kind of thing. But it was uneventful, unfortunately, and I hate to say it that way because you know what eventful means. That means damage, possible injury, maybe even death. So that's the thing we don't want, but unfortunately, that's what brings everybody to the yard, you know. So I don't know. But I think that's a lot of it, too. So a lot of the new hams that, let's say, got licensed in 2020 during the pandemic and all that, wanting to get into the emergency, all this stuff, but nothing really happened around here. So now they're probably still hams, but they're not active because of it. And unfortunately, with this bad weather coming, it's definitely going to, fortunately and unfortunately, it's definitely going to bring them back to the yard.
Well, we're being pretty limited in what we all do, or what we think of, that the events that may take place. There's going to be a lot of, for lack of better terminology, what may be coming down the road here is not just weather. It could be civil disobedience, civil uprisings, and things like that that could give us a really good reason to be a participant, to help people out, and they could work together. There's a lot of things that could be rolled up into the program, but staged events that could be done that people could participate in. Evacuations of rolled over semi leaking fuel or leaking gas or things like that would put things together that would involve a lot of the same skill sets that weather related events use. So something to think of. I mean, if I was physically able to do those things, you know, I've got the background. I went all the way through the emergency command set structure and all the way to the top. So I could have probably participated to help out, but I unfortunately can't do it now.
And unfortunately you're not the only one, you know, from the days of old that had it going so well. But I think we're on the right path, at least something starting. I know it's being started mostly, I think, from the K9PC group over there in Porter, the Porter County Club. And they got that big old grant, and it looks like they're really putting it to good use, so... Me, just speaking for myself, I'm definitely willing to give them any assistance I can, radio-wise, active, you know, go out and spot if I have to, whatever I need to do, if I can, when I can, that kind of thing. So, well, unfortunately, I'm only going to do this a couple more times, and I'm going to have to jump off of here, so let's see who else is out there. Okay, A. Go ahead, and then maybe Dave after that, if he's still there.
Okay, Kurt. Mercy. I'm is N9 OKA.
I remember that event. I was out there.
I was at home on my radio.
Let me see if I have it. I just got on Facebook. I don't know if any of you guys do Facebook, but District 1 now has a Discord server, so if you look them up on Facebook, Indiana District 1 Skywarn is their name. They put a link to Discord. So I don't know if anybody does Discord, anybody listening. You might want to jump on there because it has links to weather classes and whatnot.
Where do you find the link?
Well, it's on Facebook, so do a search on Facebook for Indiana District 1 Skywarn. It'll probably come up as you're typing it. And then they have a thing on here that's Discord Join Indiana District 1 Discord server, but you have to be set up with Discord. But I believe the links are also on the Facebook post. For the spotter classes. You don't have to do the Discord if you don't want to.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that back in the day. It wasn't long after that that I got into, got my ticket into ham radio and got involved with weather nets, etc.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, KF9WW. I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in, and I don't want to reminisce because I did too many of those different things, but it's the young guys that are coming in, the guys and the gals that are going to make a big inroad in helping out. So us old guys are like the old vets that sit around the bar and the VFWs and the American Legion reminiscing about how it used to be, but the new guys are the ones that are going to get out there and do it. So if I had my 2 cents to put in, I'd be encouraging those people into participating and making it interesting and taking advantage of their spirit that would make it a really good and active program.
Good words.
What was that, Mike?
I said that was good words.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's one thing, WW, that's what he's got, good words. But, you know, Mike, even though you can't physically get out there and do it anymore, you can definitely assist in exactly what you're doing. So if you got any ideas or anything I should be looking into or the club should be looking into, feel free to pass it our way, text message, voicemail, whatever, however. Radio, of course, anytime we talk about it or when we finally get together to get that Wires X up and running. But speaking of that, not trying to change subject or anything, but I will, as I said in the text message, since I don't have an HRI 200, but I have, you know, Wires X, so if mine will work, I assume yours will as well. So let me test that out. I'll try to get it done this week and see what happens, because we have the same routers. So whatever issues you would have, I should have. So, and if I don't have any issues, I don't believe we'll have issues with yours, because I have a Windows 10 computer. It cannot be upgraded to Windows 11, so if that's an issue, then we'll find that out, too. Go ahead, WW.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. And for that matter, I'll give you the box and the Wires X, the HRI 200 and all the cabling. And I mean, it's brand new still in the box. It's all there. You can take it home and tinker with it, play with it, and see what you think. That way it would
wouldn't have you tied up running around back and forth. You'd have it with familiar ground to you. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that might be an option. I think it would be easier, maybe. Let me do some thinking on that, because I do know you got to set up. The one thing you have to do for WiresX, and it's been so long since I've done it, you have to register your radio. There's a radio ID, which you might already know about, and maybe you've already done. And then you'll get a room number and a node number, I think they call it. You get two numbers, and they're very similar. And we'll need to have that. I need to research that because I cannot remember. It's been so long since I've done mine, I don't remember what I had to do, but I'm sure it won't take me long to figure that out. And I was wondering if I got that box from you, if it would be better to go ahead and set it up in your name and number, just operate it from here for the moment, and just get it up and running, not operate it, just get it up and running, and then it should be plug and play at your house.
Well, that's fine. I do think I'm going to have to update the FTM-100, bring its firmware up to a more modern state. I don't think I've ever updated the firmware since I got the radio and I bought it brand new, so I'm sure that's something that'll have to be done.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, that might be the case. There wasn't too many updates for the 100, but you're probably right. It's probably going to have to be brought up to whatever the highest is for the 100. They haven't put out any updates since they stopped making it, so it is what it is. But more so the computer and the software, I think, is the more important part, but you're right. It probably should be done. And we can cross that bridge when we get there. Of course, if the radio is movable, maybe I can bring it here and I can do that too. Fairly easy, I think. All I need is the radio. I don't need power cords because I got an FTM-100 myself. So I'll just unplug mine and plug yours in.
That's all a possibility. Nothing's welded into the desk. It'll all come out and move.
Okay, yeah, we'll consider that. Let me do some research. Let me try mine out, and we'll go from there. Sounds like a plan to me.
Comment?
Go ahead, Mike.
Is this anything I need to worry about as far as WindowX or WiresX? I mean, I run it off the repeater.
Yeah, that was my comment to you, because I read briefly on a Facebook comment, and again, I'm just getting bits and pieces, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know if people are having their own issues or what, but I read one comment that said that certain rooms are missing because they assume it's because they updated to the new software version, and the old software version can't see it. I find that hard to believe. So I don't know how much stock I put into that comment, but if you find that, let's say, KCY's not working, that could be why, because I have not updated the computer at the repeater, and I'm not going to until I know I can safely, because that computer could be a problem, because that's Windows 7, and the router is fairly new, but I know that I'm almost positive that router does not have the IPv6 that WW was talking about. So I got that one. I'm going to hold off on doing anything with. So Mike, let me know. Okay, let me know if you have any connection issues over the next coming days and weeks.
I'm going to check it right now. I was in there 2 or 3 days ago in Kansas City. That's the only room I go into. I'm going to check it out right now.
Yeah, I suppose I could have done the same thing. I got the radio right in front of me that'd do it. It just timed out while I was on the net.
KF9WW. Well, I think that was one of the comments that John Brooks said, that the repeaters that host Wires X that make the change to the new 2.0 version, it's non-backward compatible to the previous, so that if they make the move up, that's the only thing that'll get in. Those that are previous to it will not register, or you won't be able to get into them again. So it may cause a problem in the future. And they're also said they took the software from the 2.5 7 something, and it's no longer available on the website.
Oh, you mean the, excuse me, the 1.5 version that's no longer on the website? I noticed I'm in the repeater right now on my radio. KCY is not even on the list anymore.
Yeah, that's what I think one of those sites was mentioned, but yeah, the 1.5, what I say too. Yeah, if once they make the switch, that's it.
Mike must have got it connected. It's connected to KCY. I must not have had it in my favorites list. I'm going to do, oh, it won't let me know. It's active. But it's working. It's on the repeater. So, yeah, I must not have it in the favorites list on this radio. I have it on my 500, but I must not have it in the 400 here. But that's interesting to know, though, because if there is a lot of cool features on that new version, it won't be long in KCY to probably be on there.
N9OKA.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I've got Wires X Kansas City working over here.
Yeah, it's on the repeater, I hear it. So, yeah, well, it's working for now. Go ahead, WW.
Yeah, I can hear him. I'm split. My 510, I've got the lower band on the repeater with, I can hear him, so. I don't know what he said explicitly, but I thought there was something that when they make the move, that it will no longer be available, so. I don't know. And maybe it's just for the individual who makes the move from 1.5 to the 2.0 that it's no longer backwards compatible.
Yeah, either one of those scenarios could definitely be true. Crap, I forgot what I was going to say. Darn it. I hate it when that happens. I know you guys know the feeling, but I had it, and then it was gone. And it was kind of important, or at least to the conversation. But, yeah, I'll watch that video from John Crook and go from there and start working on mine before I start working on yours, and see what happens. Well, I wish I could remember what it was I was going to say. But back to the repeater. That could be a problem. We've already talked about upgrading that computer, and now they may have pushed our hand. Because how you were telling me, Mike, that you thought John said had to be Windows 11, maybe 10, but 11 possibly for sure, that Windows 7 won't work. Well, that might be true now with that 2.0.
Well, when he said that was the interview that I watched from him that was before this introduction to the 2.0, so maybe it was a premonition of things to come.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking, and that affect our computer too, because like I said, the one up at the tower is Windows 7, so Luckily, we've already been talking about upgrading, but now instead of later, it's going to be sooner than later. So we don't want Mike OKA to be without wires, X, because I'll never hear the end of it. Go ahead, OKA.
I'm wondering if you can run Linux instead of Windows.
That is a big negative. As a matter of fact, I think Yaesu makes it their mission to not use anything but Windows, because they said they will never do anything but Windows. So they must really love Windows. But I am on the same page you are, Mike. I would much rather use Linux. So I looked into it, and because you can run Windows software on Linux, but apparently people have tried and it does not work very well. It's not, it may work and it may not. It'd be one of those things where today it works, tomorrow it doesn't.
I've never tried Wine, but I can't say I've never tried Wine, but Linux Wine I've never tried. Boone's Farm doesn't count, Mike. Wild Irish Rose.
Oh boy, yeah. I actually have already tried the Linux. I got on my MacBook Air. My old MacBook Air. I've already put Linux on there, and I've already tried Wine and everything on there, and it works well. Have not tried WiresX because I read that it doesn't do very good, so I'm not even going to attempt it. But, gentlemen, this is going to be my last go-around, and I'm going to get going because it's past my bedtime, and my butt's starting to hurt. This chair doesn't do me any justice for 2 hours, almost 2.5 hours. So it's definitely been nice chatting with you guys, and we got to do it more for sure. You guys do it plenty. I got to do it more. So that's more directed at myself. So go ahead, WW, and this be my last go-around.
Okay, Kurt. Well, I appreciate your input and all your knowledge and everything else. And, I'm not rushing you in any way, shape, or form. If you want to take this stuff to your house and work at your own leisure, that's 100% okay with me, and we'll make that happen whenever and however. But thanks again for all your input, and we'll go from there. Have a good evening, KF9WW. Is it my turn?
Yes, Mike.
I grew up telling me just like you, Kurt. Seven days, rascal. Good talking to you. We'll catch you next time. AC9HO, and that okay, clear.
That's supposed to be me saying I want to be like Mike. And there's so many mics out there, you'll never know which mic I'm talking about. But all right, yeah. WW, don't worry about it. You need to push me, because if you don't, I might drag it on so long you'll find somebody else to do it. So you won't offend me at all. You'll just be out. Every time I see a text, say, hey, don't forget about me, I'll be like, Jesus, I got to quit forgetting about this. I got to get it done. So you are on the front of my mind, among other things I got going, but I'm going to try to get something done, get mine done this week if I can, and then maybe by this weekend to next weekend, you and I can do something, because if I can figure out how to do the HRI 200 without yours just by watching videos and know what video I need to go to when I'm at your house, we may just be able to do it right then and there, and it won't take all that long. First thing I'm going to do, though, is figure out the registration, because I know you have to do that, and that might take a day or two to get it back. So I'll get that information and send it off to you. That way you can get that ball rolling. All right, gentlemen, we'll talk to you later. We'll say 73, and I'll be clear. AC9HO, been fun. Talk soon.
73. Good night. 7-3 is later, rascal.
Oh, WW, you still there?
Yes, sir.
I remembered what I wanted to say. You said you had the Wires X repeater on your bottom band of your F-10. If it's like my 500 and my 400 and my FT5, the bottom band, you can't use the, you can use Wires X, that's not a problem. You can't connect to the repeater to change the room from that bottom band. So I don't know if you've ever tried to do what they call the handshake, because you can't do it on the B band. You have to be on the A band, if I'm not mistaken, unless they change that in the 510.
Oh, I haven't tried. I'm just listening and watching. It's showing the connection and the calls of the people that are talking. But I'll, when there's a break in here, I'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, you can talk on it, and you can listen to it. All that works just fine. But let's say you wanted to connect to the repeater to see what room it's connected to, or to connect it to a room. I don't think you can do it from the B band. I know I cannot on my 400, and I cannot on my 500. But since it's the 510, maybe. But I don't think they gave that feature. Like my 400. I can't use digital on the B band at all. It's only on the A band. So, but my 500, I can use digital on both A and B. But if I want to do what they call the handshake, that only happens on the A band. So I'm thinking the 510 is the same way. Not a big deal unless you want to change rooms.
Oh, okay. Well, I know on the 400, the only thing I can do up there is APRS, so on the B band, but oh well. I'll check that out once everything quiets down on the group that's talking now.
That's Casey White, it may not. It will disconnect in 60 minutes, well, less than 60 minutes now, but I have it set on a 60-minute timer. So unless you guys are actively talking on it, it will disconnect in 60 minutes. But, yeah, and the 400, yeah, APRS I always put on the B band. I did on the 500, too. And then the digital and everything else was on the A band. But, all right, we'll talk to you later. Let me know what you find out on that. I'm a little curious if they changed that on the 510. 73, AC9HO.
And someday when I grow up, I want to be just like you guys.
You better think twice about that, Mike. I don't know if you really want to do that.
Yeah, couple of mad scientists out here, the wizards. Oh, well. Oh, so much fun, man. Too much fun, huh, Mike?
I'm sorry, Mike. I hit the button and muted you for whatever you said just before you did.
I'm just sitting here thinking how much fun it is to run ham radio. All the problems I'm having.
Yeah, I don't understand why you're having so much trouble with FT8. I installed it and I haven't had a bit of problem with it. It's been on the computer for a couple of years.
Well, I started Googling FT8 problems. I'm not the Lone Ranger. I gave thought to getting out of the hobby because I can't solve problems over here.
Yeah, you worry too much. You need to just relax, take it easy, work one step at a time. I don't
don't get too excited. If it doesn't work, I shut it all off and walk away for a little while, turn on something else, play with it for a while, and then come back to it. But, just reinstall it without all the stuff on it. Don't worry about connecting or disconnecting. Just let the program install and see what it does.
I got a computer whiz for a nephew. He's a ham whiz too. He's coming over next week and hopefully we can get it working. But I really am embarrassed that I can't solve problems for myself. Makes me wonder if I should be in the hobby or not.
Don't sell yourself short, Mike. You know how to do a lot of things in it. You just get frustrated. That's a sign of our age.
Yeah, that does have a lot to do with it. I'm 73 now, I ain't a kid no more. Although I want to be, I call myself a kid occasionally, but I'm not anymore.
Well, I don't sweat the little things, and the big things I don't care about. You know, they can't eat me, it's against the law. I'm too old for them to sue me for anything, because I haven't got anything they want, so I'm just going to live it out for what it's worth and enjoy what I can, and if I want to play radio, I play radio. If I don't, I watch TV. If I want to do that, whatever. If I want to sleep late, I sleep late. If I want to eat ice cream, I eat ice cream. That's the nice thing about being here. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. And radio just happens to be up on my age list.
Well, I just remember the way things used to be with working on computers, working on my radios. I used to work I loved Windows 98. Man, this goes back a long time. Same thing with my radios.
Well, I used to do that with my cars, too. You can't do that with your cars anymore. It's all computerized and such. Best you can hope for is changing the oil and maybe changing the tires, but you know, they're getting more complicated all the time. So I don't worry about it. I'm just gonna enjoy what I can.
Man, my truck's down right now. The cold weather we had a month ago killed my battery. I need to get my son to go over to Costco and get me another battery. I don't have a membership over there.
Yeah, we don't either, but there's other ways of getting around those, you know. Get different places, find out what the price would be, and see if anybody will price match.
I've got a Dakota pickup with a 6-cylinder in it. It's got about the biggest battery I've ever seen in it. And, last time I tried to buy one from Walmart, they were out of stock on it.
CMN Network.
Well, I'll tell you what, I haven't heard the repeater on Wires X for a few days. I was wondering if it was down, and now it's coming in really good on this end.
I've got a switch I have to flip between this radio and my Yaesu FD-70D. Switch the antennas back and forth. I switched over about 20 minutes ago and got in the Kansas City room, no problem.
Yeah, there's been a
can hear them, so. But it hadn't done anything for a while. I was wondering if it was my radio antenna just wasn't pulling them in, you know. Being as the antennas are in the attic, I wasn't surprised.
I gotta take off for a minute here, Mike. My son just come over here. I'll be back in a bit. N9
okay. Okay, KF9WW. If I'm not here, I'll talk to you another day, probably tomorrow.
Installed in committee right now, but hopefully it'll get in for the Congress there.
That'd be nice for
this is the CMA Network.
The younger guys and other people. You know, what I miss is I had all that. I had the tower and the beams and the multiple antennas and all that. And I had to give it all up when I moved here just so I could be all on one floor. It's one of those things.
Hey, Roger. Why do you hope the federal government will help you out more? Take the restrictions off of you and let you go on the antenna farm over there.
I'd just be happy with a couple. Get a halfway decent NFED that's inconspicuous and maybe a decent vertical for 2 meters and 440. There's ways of doing it where they don't show it, or at least they're not standing out like a sore thumb. But I can understand why people don't want to look at all that stuff, so then I wouldn't put a tower up now. There's too much involved in it, but just a couple of things.
CMN Network, 220.